Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, hopefully the half point of your week on the 19th of January, 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need, again, hopefully, to get through the half point of your week. And we're gonna start with phishing. Now, we all know when we get a link that it looks really convincing and we click on it and it installs malware, but criminals are getting increasingly intelligent. And there is a recent campaign that highlights that people need to be very careful when they're on a website because it may actually be a fake criminal website. And that's what has happened with this latest campaign. Attackers copy and pasted the entire Department of Labor in the United States website, and there's a link to bid on a project within an email that takes you to what, again, appears to be a replica of the Department of Labor website. The difference is that on the website, there is a link to log in with either your Microsoft or other credentials. And when you try to log in with those credentials, obviously you're not. You're giving the criminals those credentials, which is their aim. So again, we see phishing occurring. It's increasingly sophisticated. So make sure that you're on a website that you believe you are on. And in this case, it was as simple as the criminals registering DOL-gov.com instead of the DOL.gov website. And so looking at the URL or what the website looks like can be a key indicator to help keep you safe. And on the topic of keeping you safe, there's a research team called Trend Micro, and they have found an actor that they believe is associated with Winty. Winty is an umbrella, sort of corporate overlord, if you will, tactic and tool that highlights a lot of China-based threat actors. And the threat actor that they found, they're calling Earth Luska, and it follows a lot of the same tactics in terms of targeting, as well as toolkits that we know a lot of Chinese-sponsored cyber criminals utilize. This advanced persistent threat, Earth Luska, targeted organizations in a wide variety of verticals, including pharmaceutical, aviation, telecommunication, and software development. Now, again, they use a very similar toolkit as some of their counterparts, including Cobalt Strike, which is very common amidst criminals that operate in the cybercrime space. Now, additionally, it's interesting that this particular criminal group also has been deploying cryptocurrency miners as part of their operation. This is actually more common than you'd think. And the reason is that criminals, while they're accessing your network or stealing your data, can leave these miners to generate cryptocurrency for either themselves or, in some cases like North Korea, their government. So again, new threat actor likely operating under the Winty umbrella that makes them fairly sophisticated. And while they're using pretty novel techniques in these particular cases, they are indeed an advanced persistent threat. So make sure that if you operate a network, you add Earth Luska to your list of threat actors to review to make sure that you are defending against their tactics. And one great way to protect your network is to enable multi-factor authentication. Now, multi-factor authentication sometimes is not implemented because people don't necessarily understand how to use it. They see it as burdensome, cumbersome, I have to do another thing to access an account. But it is a key way to protect your network. And there are many types of MFA. And some organizations want to give their customers or employees all the MFA options. Well, in one case, there's a recent highlight where having multiple options actually can result in a configuration error where attackers can just bypass your MFA altogether. The vulnerability in question is related to the Box service. Box is a great service. It's a cloud hosting storage solution. And Box had an issue where criminals could install the authenticator app, which gives them a time-based code, and they would have to know a user's username and password. But if they did, instead of clicking send me an SMS message to put into platform so that they can log in safely, instead of that, because they clearly don't have the user's phone, they could let it time out, and then enter their one-time time-sensitive code from their own device instead. And this bypass allowed the MFA to be essentially ineffective. Good news, Box fixed it, but just because you have MFA does not mean that you shouldn't be looking for ways that criminals could get around it, because in this case, criminals could do it with Box. And all of these elements, phishing and multi-factor authentication bypass and these tactics that criminals use, all sometimes come together in very large-scale attacks. And that is what has happened in the Ukraine. As of last Friday, 70 government websites have been impacted with messages of "be afraid." They've all been defaced. Now, defacing websites is not the most sophisticated of attacks, but at the same time, tens of machines were completely wiped. Now, there's a tool called a wiper that criminals can deploy that, instead of encrypting your data, and then the criminals would ransom you, saying, "Pay us and we'll give you the key to get your data back," they simply wipe it all away. It's like a bomb goes off and your computer no longer works because it's not there. That is the impact that a wiper can have. And all of these attacks are impacting government websites, including the Cabinet of Ministers, the Ministry of Agriculture, the Ministry of Ecology, the Ministry of Energy, and others. And that is a really big deal because the people in the Ukraine don't know what's going on. Their government websites where they get key information or services are just not operational. And when they try to go there, they're told to be afraid. And that is incredibly alarming because simultaneously, outside of the cyber domain, Russian and Ukrainian tensions are rising. And as a result, a lot of people are very quick to jump on the "this is a Russia cyber attack" bandwagon. Some people are disputing that, saying this could be a false flag operation, a Russian counterpart conducting a cyber attack to raise awareness so that people are more concerned about the Russian tension and troops that are in the area. So it's unclear exactly right now, based on the data we have, if Russia directly conducted these cyber attacks, if they paid a criminal group to conduct these attacks on their behalf, or if it was someone who just wanted the attacks to happen to frame Russia. But what we do know is that these cyber attacks did hit the Ukraine. There is a wiper involved, which is very alarming. And so if you're in the Ukraine, be safe and be careful. And if you plan on traveling there, just know that some key services could, at least for now, be severely impacted. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. Hopefully you're halfway through your week. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Thursday. Until then, stay strong, stay safe, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to Dr. Chaim Goodman Strauss of the University of Arkansas. He has a lesson that he submitted to the National Museum of Mathematics, and this lesson is used to teach students about symmetry, and it's called Tutti Tutti, and it involves tiles that teaches them very effectively the impact of symmetry at scale. And for his outstanding lesson, for his outstanding work, he was awarded the first place in the Rosenthal Prize competition for innovation and inspiration in math teaching. So to you, Dr. Goodman Strauss, a sincere tip of the cap for your symmetry, for your dedication to mathematics, and your dedication to teaching others who are going to follow in your footsteps.